If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
See, I think we should start with you today, Steve Bertrand.
Why?
I don't know. You look like you're ready to go.
Well, I am. I always am, unlike some of the others here. Okay, I'm going to give you the crime, and you give me the scenario or what it is that this person did.
Okay.
Person, his name is Villanueva. I forgot his first name. Hector.
Hector.
He's accused of causing a report of emergency while knowing it to be false and intentionally and wrongfully planting evidence to falsely present as real.
What?
100 points if you can give me
I know 90. This one.
Oh, this is supposed to be a crime?
I don't spoil it for anyone else.
No, give it a shot, Kev.
I know it. I just don't. I already know it.
Is this like Jeopardy where you say, what is arson or something?
Well, no one's coming forward with, I mean.
read it to me one more time.
Accused of causing a report of emergency while knowing it to be false and intentionally and wrongfully planting evidence to.
I know this one. What is arson? Like Barry
I just was doing that as an example.
When you set something on fire.
Jeez.
So this guy Hector is accused of placing a teddy bear covered. Well, when they saw the teddy bear, they thought it was a teddy bear in California at a gas station, covered in human skin.
Oh. Oh.
So it looked like a teddy bear, and it was like stitched together, and it looked like pieces of skin, human skin, were stitched together to cover this teddy bear. And police say he left it there knowing it would be confused and police would come and respond to it, wrongfully planting evidence to falsely present as real. We can break it down like we diagram sentences in fourth grade. But the weirder thing is it's basically a work of art. This guy, Robert Kelly, Dark Seed Creations in South Carolina, creates these things. He does it sometimes for movies. Other times it's just art. And he started getting calls from people who said they recognized his work on a Fox 11 news report. And he said, yeah, that's mine.
Whoa,
I made it.
Where is he getting the skin?
Well, it's not skin, for heaven's sakes.
What do you mean?
Well, we didn't everyone it was.
I said it looked like skin.
I think everyone listening, and back me up, Lisa and Mary here, didn't you think Steve actually meant covered in real skin?
Yes.
Yes, I don't know. I got lost in.
You guys don't listen.
Mary was talking about arson. Everybody listening thought it was real human skin that
Jennings,
was wrapped around.
Jennings said no. It was actually.
He wasn't listening to you.
It was not too close.
Well, it was false evidence, so it couldn't have been real skin.
It was latex.
Oh.
Yeah, they were making it out of latex. So, I didn't mean to leave the wrong impression. I was just reading you the crime, and I'm taking up quite a lot of time. Kevin's probably found a story by now. It better not have to do with Jack in the Box.
No, it doesn't, Steve, but it is a food-related story. Thank you very much. Sorry, this, after a human skin teddy bear story. Portillo's, tomorrow's National Hot Dog Day. I'm sure all of you.
I did know that.
Did you?
I'd read it somewhere.
Portillo's and Lou Malnati's have teamed up yet again for a pizza, collaboration pizza on Hot Dog Day. It's basically a Lou's pizza, but it's got all the Chicago dog toppings on it.
That doesn't sound good.
So it's just the crust, and then it's hot dog diced up. It's the mustard. It's all that.
So this is where we say we had some Roberts today.
Oh, that was so good.
Duck prosciutto.
Oh, the duck prosciutto.
Oh.
Duck prosciutto? What are you talking about?
We had Robert's pizza here, Mary.
Where?
You didn't get any pizza?
Oh,
no.
So they ended
the
up throwing a bunch away.
Did they have hot dogs in it?
They had, no, we had four pizzas and we devoured
four?
Them.
Four?
We had four pizzas.
Yeah. Well, there were five of us.
Which kitchen?
Five.
The one probably busy on your power walk.
The one by sales.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder. I didn't pass through there.
The pizzas, they'll be available in small deep dish at locations beginning tomorrow.
Well, that's something exciting. I didn't really hear it.
Now I'm mad.
Well, now that prosciutto pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and it had the duck pizza.
You know what? You want a picture of it, Mary? It was so good.
So my story is basically, it's not really a story. It's an observation, thanks with the help of AARP.
Would you just once do a story without characterizing it?
What do you mean?
Well, this one's kind of serious. Well, this is sad.
It's not, it's not anything. It's an observation. That's not, describing it.
It's not a story.
Okay, so whatever. There are a ton of people nominated for the Emmy nominations, which we haven't talked about today, that are over 50. There's a bunch of them.
Kathy Bates.
Well, Kathy Bates, she's, what, 77? It's her, Harrison Ford. It's his first time ever being nominated for an Emmy. And he's 83.
He's finally becoming a nice guy.
For that Shrinking show. It's really good, by the way, if you ever watched this.
And Gene Smart for Hacks.
And Martin
Steve
Short.
Steve turned me onto that.
Yeah, and Martin Short for Only Murders. As again, Noah Wiley. He's like 54 for The Pit. That was a great show.
White Lotus had a bunch of nominations,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah, they do. They something. Have, what's her name, Parker Posey.
Oh, did she get nominated?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yes. Sam Rockwell, Jason
Isaacs. Uncle Baby Billy?
Who?
He's the guy from White Lotus, so he was on the Righteous Gemstones.
What's his real name?
Walter Goggins.
Walter Goggins, his character.
I think he did, too.
Uncle Baby Billy.
And Amy Lee Wood, the girl with the teeth, is on there, too.
Oh, she's not over 50.
And yeah, you're right. And then we are going to talk about The Bear. Monica Ng did a piece in Axios, so we'll talk about that after 5. And it looks like they're up for at least 6, if not more. So, but again, under comedy, what sense does that make? I don't think that's a comedy, is it?
No.
No. Are you done, Mayor?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, no, I just didn't want to cut you off, and we got to get to news that is happening next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.